Yesterday, Grayson and I were talking to our cousin Isaac. And he just arrived.
昨日呢，阿 Grace 同我兩人就同Grace 嘅堂弟 Isaac 傾偈。
And we were quite surprised how time flies.
我哋覺得時間過得真快。
The last time we get to meet face to face was more than 1 year ago.
上一次同 Isaac 見面呢，係大概一年之前。
And for Grace, it's even longer.
今日對 Grace 嚟講咧，就更加長啦。
I think one time I was able to go to Hong Kong and met with him.
因為我自己就有機會喺香港見到 Isaac。
Yeah, so time just goes by very quickly.
時間咧過得飛快。
And today is Chinese New Year's Eve, actually.
今日咧，我哋係慶祝農曆新年除夕。
In Father Yahweh's wisdom, and today's passage from James is very fitting for this occasion.
我覺得真係天父嘅智慧啦，因為今日我哋要學嘅雅各書嘅説話咧，同今日日子係好有關係。
In this passage, we will learn how we are to walk with the Lord in the last days.
喺今日經文裏頭，我哋要學習嘅係喺呢個今世嘅末後嘅日子裏頭，我哋應該點樣生活？
Let us turn to James chapter 5, verse 7 to 11.
我哋一齐打开雅各书嘅第五章，从第七节到十一节。
James chapter 5, verse 7 to 11.
雅各书第五章七至十一节。
And I will ask Pastor Joe to read for us, please.
雅各书五章七至十一节。弟兄們啊，你們要忍耐，直到主來。看啊，農夫忍耐等候地裏寶貴的出產，直等到了秋雨、春雨。你們也當忍耐，堅固你們的心，因為主來的日子近了。弟兄們，你們不要彼此埋怨，免得受審判。看啊，審判的主站在門前了。弟兄們，你們要把那先前奉主名說話的眾先知當作為能受苦、能忍耐的榜樣。那先前忍耐的人，我們稱他們是有福的。他們聽見過約伯的忍耐，你們聽見過約伯的忍耐，也知道主給他的結局。明顯主是滿心憐憫，大有慈悲。
The theme of this passage is very clear and easy to grasp.
依段經文嘅主題係好容易睇得到，好容易明白嘅。
It's about having patience and endurance when the coming of the Lord draws near.
就係因為主來嘅日子越嚟越近嘅緣故咧，依段聖經係關於到忍耐噶。
Nowadays, technology has made many things convenient and easily accessible for us.
因為今日科技發達嘅緣故咧，令到好多嘢都好容易就可以得到。
Yeah, we can travel to different parts of the world rather quickly.
我哋可以好方便嘅就去到世界唔同嘅地方。
And we can look up information, retrieve information quickly over the internet.
我哋從個互聯網上邊咧，可以好迅速咁樣揾到好多嘅資訊。
And I think most of us use text messages and instant message apps in our phones.
而我相信，每一個人咧都會用我哋嘅智能手機電話去發短信俾朋友。
Yeah, and to get connected with friends. In an instant way,
就係即時嘅，可以同好多嘅朋友聯絡。
Yeah, and this instantness also goes to different areas of people's life.
依個所謂好快嘅依個走勢咧，其實喺生活各方面我哋都見得到。
Some people, some girls, they want to be beautiful instantly. So what do they do?
譬如話咧，啲女仔想扮靚咧，想即時可以扮靚咧，佢哋點做咧
yeah, ？Some go to the extreme of going through surgeries.
有啲咧就會去整容。
instead of cultivating virtues within,
就寧可咧就唔去栽培內在嘅美德啦。
And the other day, Grace and I saw a documentary about getting six packs.
冇幾耐之前咧 ，Grace 同我係睇到一個嘅紀錄片，係關於到健身咧，希望能夠又見到六塊嘅腹肌。
Yeah, and in this documentary, it shows more and more guys are desire to have a perfect and muscular body.
紀錄片裏邊講到咧，越嚟越多嘅男仔啊，係想得到好靚嘅身材。
Instead of working out and exercising in the traditional way.
他們寧可不去用一些傳統的健身方法
and they take steroids to make this process faster and make the effect more prominent
為了快點得到肌肉和效果比較顯著的緣故他們寧可去用類固醇
yeah, Some even go to the extreme of doing plastic surgery
有些男生甚至呢去接受整容手術
To implant biceps and like six packs into their body.
將到六塊嘅腹肌同埋手瓜嘅嗰兩塊嘅二頭肌咧，都係可以移植咁講。
Yeah, so instantly, they get the looks.
佢可以即時就可以見到六塊腹肌。
So more and more people have the notion that the quicker that you can get things done, the better.
所以現代人嘅諗法就係你想得到嘅嘢，得到得越快就越好。
A good quality of being patient and being able to endure have often been neglected.
而聖經所講嘅忍耐呢個美德咧，就往往被人哋遺忘。
Ever since we were kids, we all knew that being patient and being able to endure are good virtues to have.
同我哋細個嘅時候咧，我哋一直都係知道去成為一個有忍耐嘅人咧，係一個嘅值得得到嘅美德嚟嘅。
For example.Do you know? Do you know this?
大家識唔識得依樣依個人
咧？I think you probably know this story from a very young age.
相信大家從小就知道依個嘅童話故事。
The story of tortoise and the hare.
就依個嘅龜兔賽跑嘅故事。
Yeah, so I think. In our minds, patience and endurance are good virtues to have.
因為我哋心目中咧，我哋係知道我哋係應該忍耐嘅。
Yeah. However, in reality, if we have patience and endurance, great. If we don't, then we might get by as well.
但係喺現實裏頭咧，如果我哋有忍耐呢個美德，咁當然好啦。但如果冇咧，我都可以活得過去。
In other words, we may think patience and endurance are just something extra, something nice to have.
換句話講，我哋覺得忍耐依個美德咧係可有可無嘅。
However, in today's passage from James chapter 5:7-11,
但係今日嘅經文裏頭
，we will see that the attitude of being patient and being able to endure are not just something nice to have.
忍耐依個美德唔係一啲我哋有就好嘅一件事。
Yeah, in fact, being patient, being able to endure are necessary qualities that Christians need to have in order to be saved.
而係基督徒如果想得救嘅話咧，係必須要具備嘅一個條件。
So in other words, to have patience and endurance is a matter of life and death.
換一句話嚟講，有冇忍耐嘅美德係一個生死攸關嘅問題。
It's a matter of life and death for the people of God.
就係為嗰啲神嘅人民而言。
Yeah. So the reason why James reminded Christians to be patient and to endure can be seen in verse 7 and verse 8.
喺今日嘅經文第七同埋第八節裏頭，雅各之所以勸我哋要忍耐嘅原因係
It's because the coming of the Lord Jesus is near.
是因为主耶稣再来的日子近了。
And verse 9 says, the judge is at the door.
而第九节就说呢，主已经站在门口了。
The judge refers to the Lord Jesus.
这个的主或者审判官呢，是指着耶稣。
And at his second coming, Jesus Christ will become Yahweh God's appointed judge for mankind.
因为在耶稣再来的日子里头呢，亚伟神已经立了耶稣基督作为人类的那个审判官。
Let us look at one verse.
我们去参考一句的经文。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 27.
就是马太福音第十六章的二十七节。
It says, For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then recompense every man according to his deeds.
马太十六章二十七节说，人子要在他父的荣耀里同众天使降临，那时候他要照各人的行为报应各人。
And another verse in 2 Corinthians 5:10, we ask Pastor Joe to read for us.
我们也可以参考另一句经文，是取自哥林多后书五章第十节，因为我们众人必要在基督的台前显露出来，叫到各人按住本身所行的，或善或恶受报应。
So in this present age, true justice and recompense are still not carried out yet.
在这个现今的世代里头呢，真正的公平、公正或者是报应呢，还未去执行出来。
God has given people time to seek him.
神是给时间给人去寻找他。
To repent and to respond to the good news of the salvation in Christ.
给人有机会去回应这个在基督里头的救恩的福音，以及去悔改。
It's at the end of this age, God will bring about judgment and justice through his appointed judge.
要等到这个世代的终结的时候，神才会藉着他所指派的审判官，就是耶稣基督，去颁行审判以及公平。
This is also the reason why in James chapter 5, verse 9, James warns the brothers and sisters not to complain against each other.
为了这个缘故呢，雅各在第九节就劝那些的基督徒兄弟姊妹们呢，不要彼此埋怨。
Not to sin against each other.
不要这样呢，去彼此的得罪。
Because God's righteous judgment will soon be carried out.
因为神的审判呢，他公平的审判呢，很快就会施行。
So in verse 9, Christians are reminded to live a holy and righteous life.
所以第九节我们看到基督徒呢，是被提醒要过一个圣洁和公义的生活。
Lest we sin and come under God's judgment.
因为如果不是的话呢，基督徒就会面临神的审判了。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 24.
当我们现在回去马太福音的第24章，
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24. Because of time, we won't read the verses in details.
为了时间的限制呢，我们就不会将马太福音24章全部读出来。
Yeah, so the Lord Jesus taught the disciples in this chapter that before he comes again in the last day of this age, there will be tribulations for the people of God.
在马太福音第24章这段的说话里头，主耶稣就教他的门徒说，当在这个世代的末后的日子，他再来到地球的时候，神的百姓将会有很多的困难、患难。
There will be wars and famines and earthquakes.
将会有很多战争、饥荒和地震。
The followers of Christ will be persecuted.
基督的追随者呢，是会被迫害。
In churches, there will be false teachings and false teachers.
而至于在教堂里头呢，有很多的错误的教导同埋假的教师。
Who will deceive and mislead many people?
这些人呢，是会欺骗同埋误导很多人。
And many Christians will fall into the temptation of self-centeredness.
而很多的基督徒呢，会落入自我中心这些这样的诱惑当中。
And most people's love for God and for each other will grow cold.
大部分的人对神的爱和彼此的爱心呢，都会变冷。
So these are the things foretold by the Lord Jesus about the last days.
呢啲就係耶穌講及嘅喺今個世代嘅末後日子一啲嘅預兆。
Yeah, but he also encourages to take to stand firm and take courage.
但耶穌都鼓勵我哋要剛強，要勇敢，站立得穩。
Yeah, so in verse 13, he says, but the one who endures to the end, he shall be saved.
喺馬太福音24章嘅第14節，耶穌話：唯有嗰啲忍耐到底嘅，就必然得救。
So here we see that endurance is truly important.
喺呢度我哋見到忍耐係的確係好重要嘅。
So we can see that in the last days there will indeed be dangerous times.
我哋見到喺末後嘅日子。時代咧係會係好艱難嘅。
In recent months, we also witnessed terrorist attacks.
喺最近幾個月裏頭咧，我哋聽到有嘅恐怖襲擊嘅事件。
And also the spread of Ebola.
我哋又聽到有伊波拉嘅蔓延。
And now a new outbreak of Zika virus.
而家咧又話有一種新嘅病毒叫做 Zika。
And many refugees are homeless and they are like fleeing from place that has been ridden with wars.
好多嘅難民咧就失去家園，因為戰火嘅緣故咧，佢哋被迫走到好遠嘅地方。
Yeah, so as time goes by, we are moving closer and closer to the coming of the Lord.
呢啲一切都話俾我哋知道咧，我哋距離主耶穌再來嘅時間越嚟越近。
Now, the Bible has foretold many things about the last days and the coming of the Lord Jesus.
聖經向我哋預言咗關於呢個末世嘅好多嘅事情，同埋關於耶穌再來之前嘅預兆。
So for Christians and for those who are still seeking to know the Lord, you need to be prepared.
為嗰啲嘅基督徒同埋為大家係學緊聖經嘅各位嚟講咧，你需要去準備好。
You need to be prepared to face tribulations of the last days.
你需要準備好喺呢個嘅末後嘅日子咧，係會有患難。
And to endure and to stand firm in your faith to God.
你需要準備好喺你對神嘅信心喺你嘅信仰上邊咧，你要忍耐同埋要站得穩。
Yeah, because the tribulations will be intense, this is why in James chapter 5:7-11, we are reminded to be patient until the Lord's coming.
係因為我哋要忍耐嘅艱難患難，係將會係好尖鋭嘅緣故咧，所以今日嘅聖經裏頭先至提醒我哋要喺主嚟嘅日子之前咧，要忍耐到底。
Yeah, we are to keep on enduring until God brings about salvation and justice for His people.
我哋要繼續忍耐，直等到神將到救恩同埋公平係去帶俾佢嘅百姓。
So let us press on in our passage for today.
我哋繼續睇下今日嘅經文。
Let us turn back to James chapter 5.
我哋又翻到去雅各書嘅第五章。
So chapter 5:7-11, there are three examples of patience and endurance given to us.
從雅各書第五章七節到十一節裏頭，我見到三個關於忍耐嘅好榜樣。
They are the example of a farmer in verse 7-8.
喺第七同埋第八節，我哋見到一個農夫嘅圖畫。
And what is the next one?
下一個嘅例子係喺邊度呢？
It's in verse 10, isn't it?
就係從第十節。
The example of the prophets.
就係嗰啲眾先知嘅榜樣。
And in verse 11 is the example of Job.
至於第十一節所見到嘅榜樣咧，就係關於約伯嘅。
Yes. So the word of the Lord is truly wonderful.
所以神嘅話語真係好奇妙。
It foretells about things that we need to be prepared to face.
因為佢向我哋預告咧，我哋應該點樣去作出準備。
And here he gives us three very vivid examples.
喺呢度我哋見到嘅係三個好活生生嘅好活生生嘅榜樣。
So we can gain insights into different aspects of how we are to be patient.
從中咧，我哋可以見到應該點樣去忍耐。
So We see that the Lord is truly merciful to us.
所以我哋見到神待我哋係好好嘅。
Yeah, He doesn't leave us helpless.
佢唔會理我哋，唔會抌得我哋唔理。
Only we have a heart to understand His word and to respond to them.
只要我哋係有心嘅去回應佢嘅説話就得啦。
So, in the wisdom of God, we have three examples here for us to learn about the lesson of being patient.
所以神嘅智慧嘅里头咧，我哋从呢三个嘅榜样里头，我哋可以见到忍耐嘅唔同嘅方方面面。
Yeah, so we can endure until the Lord's coming.
好等到我哋一路忍耐，直至到主再来嘅日子。
So let us now consider together the first example.
而家我哋一齐咧去睇下第一个嘅榜样。
So it's from verse.7 to 8.
从第七至第八节。
Yeah, here we see the picture of a diligent farmer earnestly waiting for the fruit of the crops.
呢度见到嘅图画咧，系一个为咗要等收割嘅时候咧，佢好耐性等候嘅一个农夫。
He's patient about it until it gets the early and the late rains.
佢好耐心嘅等咩嘢咧？就系等秋雨同埋春雨。
In verse 8, it says, we also should be patient in the same manner because the Lord's coming is near.
第八节，雅各就话咧，你哋同样嘅都应该忍耐，直等到主来嘅日子。
So this picture of a farmer waiting for the harvest also helps us to recall the Lord Jesus' teaching.
呢个关于农夫嘅图画咧，令我哋想起耶稣嘅教训。
What can you relate to when you consider the picture of a farmer.
你想唔想得到耶稣嘅教训当中边处系讲及到个农夫嘅呢
？In the parables spoken by Jesus, harvest is often used to refer to the end of age.
喺耶稣讲嘅其中一个嘅比喻里头咧，喺呢个世代嘅终结嘅时间，嗰个审判啊，系被形容为好似收割咁样嘅图画。
For example, in the parable of the weeds and tares.
比如話係關於嗰個麥子同埋稗子嘅比喻裏頭。
Yeah, so if the harvest of the crop represents the coming of the Lord,
如果莊稼嘅收割係象徵主嘅再來嘅日子嘅話
，How about the early and the late rains?
咁呢個所謂嘅秋雨同埋春雨又象徵住什麼呢
？What do they represent?
佢哋代表啲乜嘢呢？
Actually, the early rain is the rain that comes in autumn, which helps the seeds to germinate.
撒種之後嘅第一場雨咧，叫做秋雨，就係撒種之後嘅第一場啦。
Yeah, it helps the seeds to germinate.
係個用途係幫助撒咗落土裏邊嘅種子能夠萌芽。
The late rain is the rain that comes in spring, just before the harvest.
至於個春雨咧，就係收割莊稼前嘅最後一場雨。
Yeah, it helps the crops to finally mature and be ready for harvest.
春雨嘅重要咧，就係去催促幫助嗰啲嘅五谷咧，能夠快啲成熟可以收割。
Yeah, so the early rain refers to the pouring of the Holy Spirit during Pentecost.
所以秋雨其實係象徵住五旬節嘅神嘅聖靈嘅降臨。
Can read it in Acts chapter 2.
大家從《使徒行傳》就會見得到。
When the disciples were empowered by God's Spirit to speak forth the good news of salvation to others.
當日嘅門徒被聖靈充滿之後咧，就得到神嘅能力去勇敢嘅去宣講神嘅道。
That is how the salvation in Christ first started to spread around the world.
喺基督裏頭嘅救恩嘅消息咧，係咁嘅情況下先至傳到世界各地嘅。
The seeds starting to germinate.
就好似一个农夫撒种播种咁样。
Yeah, the late rain then is God's final encouragement to His people.
而至于春雨咧，就系神对佢嘅子民最后一次嘅一个大鼓励。
To help them to become ready for salvation at the end of age.
去坚固准备佢哋咧，去面临呢个世代终结。
So in this example, how does the farmer patiently wait for the harvest?
喺呢个图画里头啊，一个嘅 有耐性嘅農夫係點樣等莊稼嘅咧？
What spiritual lesson can we learn？
我哋從中又可以吸取啲咩嘅屬靈嘅教訓咧？
We see that after diligently sowing the seeds and tending the field，
大家可以想像一下，一個農夫經過好勤力咁樣耕田播種之後
，The farmer needs to trust in God for sending the rain。
佢必須要去仰賴神。去從天上賜下雨水。
In Palestine, the environment is very dry.
在巴勒斯坦一片土地上邊咧，氣候係非常乾燥。
So the farmers rely on rain in order to water the crops.
農夫係必須要靠落雨先至能夠有收成。
The farmers cannot cause the sky to rain.
農夫係唔可能自己叫到雨天上落雨嘅。
This is only something that God can do.
雨水只系神先能够赐下。
The farmer can only be diligent and faithful in tending the field.
农夫只能够勤力嘅去耕耘
，and making it ready to receive the rain.
系准备嗰啲土壤咧去接受雨水
，and patiently trust in God that He will send the rain in the proper time.
除此之外咧，佢只能够好有耐性嘅等候神会从天上降雨。
In the same way, until the coming of the Lord.We are to be patient and not grow weary of doing good.
同一個道理咧，基督徒只能夠耐性嘅等候主耶穌再來嘅日子，千祈唔好等到灰心疲倦。
And we should not become weary in our love for one another.
我哋亦都唔應該彼此有嘅愛心啊，係讓佢冷卻落嚟。
We can look at.Galatians chapter 6 verse 9.
我哋可以睇一睇加拉太书嘅六章第九节。
Oh, sorry, I forgot to put it. Yep, okay, I will read it for you. Sorry.
我哋为大家读出加拉太书嘅六章九节。
And let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary.
加拉太书六章九节，我们行善。不可喪志，若不灰心，到了時候就要收成。
As we faithfully do what the Lord has entrusted to us，
當我哋好忠心咁樣去繼續去做主所托付我哋做主做嘅事情
，We also need to patiently wait for Him so He will work among us。
我哋必須要好耐性嘅等候佢，佢先至會能夠喺我哋當中去動工。
He will work in people's heart to bring salvation to completion.
佢会系亦都喺人们嘅心中动工，去将到救恩带俾人。
This is what we can learn from the farmer's example.
呢一样就系我哋能够向农夫所学嘅教训。
Let us look at the second example of patience and endurance.
我哋而家睇下忍耐嘅第二个嘅例子同埋榜样。
In chapter 5 verse 10.
是第五章的第十節。
So, could the passage you read for us, please?
雅各書的五章第十節，弟兄們，你們要把那先前奉主名說話的眾先知，當作為能受苦、能忍耐的榜樣。
Yeah, the prophets in the past spoke for God and made known God's will to people.
在過去的日子，神藉住佢先知将到神嘅旨意讲明俾啲百姓知。
When people were unwilling to respond, they persecuted the prophets.
而当啲嘅听嘅人唔愿意回应嘅时候咧，佢哋就去害嗰啲先知。
Here in verse 10, we are reminded to imitate the prophets' example of patience and suffering.
喺呢度嘅第十节，我哋被提醒要去模仿嗰啲好忍耐。受苦嘅众先知嘅榜样。
As we proclaim God's will by our life testimony，
就系当我哋同样嘅去宣扬，通过我哋嘅生命嘅见证去宣扬神嘅旨意嘅时候，我哋需要同样嘅忍耐。
We need to ask why were the prophets able to endure suffering when they were persecuted？
我哋需要问嘅就系、是。众先知受到迫害的时间都能够忍耐，他们怎样能够做得到的呢？
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 to 12.
我们可以回到马太福音的第五章第十至第十二节去参考。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 to 12.
马太福音的五章十一同埋十二节。
10 to 12.
第十至到就十二节。
Pastor Joe, please read for us.
马太福音第五章第十至十二节。为义受迫害的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、迫害你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样迫害他们。
Here the Lord Jesus says, when we are persecuted for the righteousness' sake, we should rejoice.
在这里耶稣跟我们说，如果我们为了义而受到迫害的话，我们应该欢喜快乐。
And the prophets before us were also persecuted in a similar way.
因为以前的先知们都是为了同样的原因受到迫害的。
From the Lord Jesus' words, we can perceive the reason why the prophets were able to be patient and to endure suffering.
从耶稣的这些说话里面，我们能够明白当时的众先知是能够忍耐受苦是什么原因。
The reason is because they trusted in God's word.
因为他们信得过神讲的话。
That those who do righteousness are pleasing and accepted by God.
就是凡是那些行善的、做得啱的，在神面前都是得到神喜欢的。
And their reward in heaven is great.
而他们在天上面的报酬是将会很大的。
Yeah, so they trusted in God's word, so they were able to endure.
所以因为他们信得过神的这些话的缘故，他们就可以忍耐。
Secondly, they have also made Yahweh God the source of their joy.
第二个原因，我们还可以见到的呢，就是因为他们已经当了亚威神是作为他们的快乐的源泉。
They rejoice when they are committed to do God's will.
当他们去将自己承诺继续的去做神的旨意的时候呢，他们觉得很快乐。
Yeah, it's like between a girl and a boy, like when you are just dating,you will be happy to do anything for the other person.
就好等于一对年轻嘅恋爱紧嘅男女咁样，因为爱对方嘅缘故咧，佢系好愿意做一啲对方喜欢嘅事。
I think I shared in previous message, like I took a really long coach to see Grace.
以前我講到咧，好似我都提過噶啦。以前我為咗見阿 Grace 一面咧，我係願意坐好長程嘅巴士都要見佢嘅。
More than 6 hours, and you cannot really sleep well on the coach either.
係要坐超過六小時嘅車程嘅，而喺中國嘅大巴士上邊咧，亦都瞓唔著覺。
Because of love, you feel happy even during this.The so-called suffering.
就为了乜？因为爱情的缘故咧，呢啲所谓嘅受少少嘅苦咧，我真系好乐意啊。
Yeah, so the prophets also had made God their joy.
所以同样咧，众先知都系以神为佢哋嘅快乐。
Yeah, so these are the examples of the prophets we can learn from.
呢个就系从众先知我哋睇到嘅榜样啦。
So let us move on to our third example of patience and endurance.
现在我们看看第三个关于忍耐的榜样。
Which is the example of Job.
就是约伯的好榜样了。
Yeah, in verse 11.
从第十一节。
Can we ask Pastor Joe to read us?
雅各书的五章第十一节。那先前忍耐的人，你们称他们是有福的。你们听过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局如何。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
The story of Job about enduring in trials of faith is familiar and encouraging to many Christians.
我哋系非常熟悉有关于约伯系忍耐好多嘅系好多嘅困难嘅底下都能够忍耐嘅呢个嘅故事嘅。这个嘅约伯嘅故事对好多基督徒都非常嘅鼓舞。
In Job chapter 1, Job's faith for God was tested.
约伯记嘅第一章话俾我哋知道呢， 約伯對神的信心被大大的考驗。
God allowed Job to be tempted by Satan.
神竟然容讓魔鬼去試探約伯。
He lost all his possessions and his family in a short period of time.
在一個很短時間之內，約伯就家散人亡。
However, he still trusted in Yahweh.
雖然是這樣，他依然去信神。
At the end of chapter 1, he says this.
在約伯記第一章的結尾的時間，他說了以下這句說話。約伯記的一章第21節，約伯說，我赤身出於母胎，也必赤身歸回。賞賜的是亞維，收取的也是亞維。亞維的名是應當稱頌的。
Yeah, so we see he still trusts in the Lord, even though he lost his possession and family.
我們看到，雖然約伯要接受家破人亡的災，他仍然去信得過神。
He still praised the Lord.
他仍然讚美神。
And in chapter 2, Satan was allowed to tempt Job further.
然後在約伯記的第二章，我們看到神又容讓魔鬼去試探約伯。
By taking away his health.
就藉著呢，去奪走了約伯的健康。
He had sores all over his body.
因為他周身都痛。
And he was in great discomfort.
非常的辛苦。
Even in this condition, Job endured the test of faith.
雖然是這樣呢，約伯仍然堅持要信神。
At the end, God greatly blessed Job.
最後呢，神就大大的祝福約伯。
And Job came to know God in a deeper way.
藉著這樣呢，約伯亦都更深一層的認識他的神。
And his faith for the Lord was tested and purified.
他對神的信心呢，經過考驗之後呢，好像被淨化了。
He said in Job chapter 42 and verse 5.
在約伯記的第42章第5節有一句這樣的說話。
He said, I had heard of you by hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
約伯說，我從前風聞有你，現在親眼看見你。
What can we imitate from Job's example of endurance?
我哋從約伯嘅忍耐嘅榜樣，我哋可以學到啲咩嘢呢？
First, even though Job did not understand why these seemingly tragic things happened in his life,
第一點就係，雖然約伯唔明白點解啲咁大嘅悲劇啊，接二連三嘅發生喺佢嘅人生裏頭咧，
he still trusted in God and praised Him wholeheartedly.
雖然他不明白，他依然的全心的去相信神，並且還讚美他。
Sometimes we do not understand why God would allow certain suffering or testing of faith to happen in our lives.
同樣，有些時候我們都是不明白，為什麼神會容許一些不好的事情發生在我們的身上。
We need to learn from Job's example that even though we may not understand fully why,
在这个时间，我们就需要向约伯学习。虽然我们不明白为什么，
But we are we willing to recall God's loving kindness to us in the past?
但我们会不会愿意去回想以前 神曾经向我们所施过的好处呢？
And keep us, keep on trusting Him and thank Him in all circumstances.
我们会不会是咩嘅情況下都繼續嘅去信佢呢？
Yeah, sometimes when we are ungrateful, we easily forget what the Lord has done for us in the past.
有時候啊，因為我哋唔去多謝佢嘅緣故咧，我哋就好快就會忘記咗以前神曾經點樣厚待過我哋。
Yeah, so in times of trials, and we are easily discouraged.
因為喺困難嘅時間，我哋就變得灰心啊嘛。
Because we didn't really take God's mercy and loving kindness to our hearts in the past.
我哋再唔將到以前經歷過嘅神對我哋嘅憐憫同埋慈祥咧，去放喺心上咯。
So just like in James chapter 5 verse 11, do we trust that Yahweh is still all the time compassionate and merciful?
我哋會唔會好似雅各書嘅第五章十一節咁講？同約伯一樣，我哋依然神對我哋係相得過，神對我哋係好嘅。
Yeah. Secondly, Job did not put his possession, his family, or his own health above God.
第二樣嘢，我哋可以學到嘅教訓咧，就係約伯並冇將佢自己嘅一切嘅財產，甚至係佢哋嘅家人，包括佢自己嘅健康咧，放喺高過神嘅地位上。
When these were taken away from Job, he realized that actually everything he had was given by God.
當佢失去咗所有嘅家財、家人，甚至自己健康之後咧，佢仍然明白啊。一切原先都是神所赐的。
Even when God takes them back, Job said, Yahweh's name is still worthy to be praised.
所以即使神拿走这些东西，他说我依然要赞美神。
In trials of faith, when God does not do things our way, or if he takes back something that he has given to us.
当我们的信仰被考验的时候，就是当事情是很不如意，或者神拿走我们一些东西的时候，
We follow Job's example that we are still willing to put our trust in Yahweh.
我们会不会向约伯学呢？我们会不会依然的将我们信得过Yahweh呢？
Or is our love and our faith in God conditional?
还是是我们对神的爱其实是有条件的。
So let us conclude today's sharing from James Chapter 5:7-11.
现在让我们来到今天的雅各书五章七至十一节的来到一个总结。
We saw that the coming of the Lord Jesus is closer as each day goes by.
我们看到主耶稣再来的日子一天一天的接近。
And when Jesus Christ comes the second time, he will act as Yahweh's appointed judge for mankind.
当耶稣第二次来到这个世上的时候呢，他是会以Yahweh 所指派的人类的审判官的身份出现的。
Yeah, so for this reason, Christians are reminded to live a righteous and holy life.
为了这个缘故，基督徒是被提醒必须要过一个圣洁和公义的生活。
James also reminds Christians that we are to be patient and keep trusting in the Lord.
雅各亦都再进一步的提醒基督徒必须要忍耐。
In order to endure tribulations and testing of faith in the last days.
继续的去信得过主，这样才能够忍受得到在末后的日子将要来临的患难。
We are given three examples of patience and endurance for us to imitate.
今天的经文为我们提供了三个我们可以学习的忍耐的好榜样。
The first one is an example of a farmer.
第一就是一个农夫的榜样。
We are to be diligent and faithful in what was entrusted to us.
神所托付我们所要做的事情，我们必须很勤力和很忠心的做好。
And not grow weary in doing good.
行善事情上面呢，不要灰心。
Nor grow weary in our love for one another.
在彼此相爱的事情上呢，也都不要灰心。
Yeah, so we patiently look to God.
我们要很忍耐地去仰望神。
Trusting that he will surely bring salvation to completion.
我们要信得过神一定会将到救恩去带来到。
The second example is the example of the prophets.
第二个就是关于以前众先知的榜样。
We are to live out the word of God in our lives.
我们需要将到神的话语的真实呢，在我们生活里头活出来。
By trusting in God's word,
就是藉着我们信得过神的话，
and let him become the source of our joy,
让神作为我们快乐的泉源，
let him alone be our joy,
就是让他，要唯独他成为我们快乐满足的泉源。
The third example is the example of Job.
第三就是约伯的榜样。
Even though Job did not understand why sufferings and trials of faith came into his life.
即使約伯不明白為何他人生有這麼多的苦難，以及他信心要受這麼多次的考驗。
Nor why the Lord has taken back what was previously given to him.
即使他不明白為何神曾經賜給他這麼多的東西，現在又說要拿走。
He was willing to recall God's faithfulness and loving kindness.
約伯依然願意去相信 同埋去回憶以往神點樣厚待過佢。
So he was able to keep trusting God and endured the trials of faith.
係咁樣，佢就能夠繼續嘅信落去，同埋咧，佢喺呢個信心受磨練嘅時間裏頭，能夠堅忍到底。
Yeah, so may today's message help us in this new year to have a sense of urgency.
愿今日呢个信息咧，喺新嘅年嘅开始，能够俾到大家有一种嘅迫切感，
and a sense of direction，
亦都希望能够俾大家有一个嘅方向感。
As we learn to walk with Father Yahweh in the footsteps of Christ in the last days，
当我哋喺呢啲末后嘅日子里头去学习与天父Yahweh同行，同埋去追踪主耶稣嘅脚踪。
This is the message for today.
今日嘅信息我就讲到呢度。
So, could I trouble pass you to close in prayer?
我哋而家一齐祷告嚟结束。